Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Gagin is an unincorporated community located in the town of Peel, roughly 13 miles east of Rhinelander in Oneida County. Although small today, Gagin was once a significant mill town, and it grew right alongside of Rhinelander. The name Gagin comes from Dan Gagin, who was born in Norfolk, England in 1834. In 1851, at the age of 17, Gagin immigrated to the United States. For the next couple of years, he tramped across the North, working in New York, Canada, and the copper mines of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Gagin soon found trapping and trading a more appealing way of life than mining and ultimately migrated into Wisconsin. He established a trading post called Gagin Hill on the east side of Yellow Birch Lake near where Eagle River is today. Gagin traded furs with the Ojibwa and married into the tribe. He later moved to Hiles, where he worked as a farmer and logger. In 1896, Gagin retired with his wife Mary and two sons to Three Lakes, where he passed away in 1908. Gagin, the self-styled King of the North, never lived in the small community that bears his name, but his name became attached to the land that he worked. The settlement of Gagin actually started as a logging camp. The Gagin Tract, as it was called, was one of the finest timber belts in the North Woods. It stretched roughly 25 miles between Three Lakes and Pelican Lake and had stands of pine, birch, maple, spruce, and cedar. Logging had been taking place on the extremities of the tract for some time, but because there was no water transport at the central part of the site, it remained largely untouched. However, when the Brown brothers convinced the Milwaukee Lakeshore and Western Railroad to build to Rhinelander, the railroad built into the Gagin Tract as well. A logging camp was built in 1884, which consisted of a warehouse, cookhouse, blacksmith shop, and housing facilities for 200 men. The railroad built its own sawmill in 1886, after which the stands of pine became the primary target. By the turn of the century, the pine was nearly exhausted, but by then, the new owners, Frederick Peel and William Miller, had arrived on the scene. They established the Minneapolis Cedar and Lumber Company and utilized hardwoods for boxes, cedars for posts, tamarack for mine timber, and spruce and balsam for the newly built Rhinelander paper mill. The Gagin Lumber and Cedar Company continued operations through 1920. But like the rest of the Northwoods, the Gagin Tract was cut over, and milling stopped in the community in 1940. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.